The rebel-held Syrian town of Jintaris is close to the border with Turkey. For 12 years, it survived barrel bombs and artillery shells launched by the Syrian army. But an earthquake leveled most of it in seconds. More than a week has passed since two quakes struck this region, and people here say there is no sign any help is on its way. They are struggling to survive on their own.
We desperately need tents. I can stand the cold, no problem. I can sleep anywhere, no problem. But there are women, children and injured who we took out from under the rubble who need care. I just dropped my kids off at the hospital. Their whole body is all blue.
For years, neighboring Turkey has sent help to people here caught in civil war. But the earthquakes have disrupted that and worsened their suffering.
From the first day, we had around 3,900 families who were affected without any shelter. We had 270 buildings that were completely destroyed. Around 1,000 buildings are not suitable for use. We have 3,900 families who have no shelter.
Last week, the United Nations started sending aid into Syria through border crossings with Turkey after the Syrian government announced it would cooperate. And shortly after, its representative visited the affected area around Aleppo.
The trauma of the people we spoke to was visible. And this is a trauma which the world needs to heal. And the reason we're here is because we want to raise money for the brave organizations which are helping these people of Aleppo, these people of Syria.
Other humanitarian agencies and countries in the region have sent aid shipments by air to Damascus International Airport. But quake survivors in opposition-held areas in the northwest say none has reached them.
We want our voice to reach the whole world, but where's the aid? There are hundreds of people who still need tents, and they don't even have somewhere to sit. Find us a solution. Where is this aid coming from? Let's see. Aid is never going to come here.
Nearly 3 million people who've been displaced within Syria live in the northwest. Many have been forced to move repeatedly because of the war. The earthquakes have left tens of thousands homeless yet again. And they desperately need shelter, food, medical care, and clean water to drink. Mohammed Fall, Al Jazeera.